Oklahoma's three privately operated prisons house roughly one-third of the state's inmates and cost the Department of Corrections more than $92 million last year. But not all facilities are keeping them safe. KGOU's Kate Carlton Greer reports a video offers a glimpse into one prison's most recent violent disturbance.
The video from what appears to be a contraband cell phone shows a group of inmates throwing another prisoner over a balcony onto the floor below. It's the most recent violent incident at the privately run Cimarron Correctional Facility in Cushing, but it's not the first. Four inmates died during an outbreak in September in the deadliest recorded event in the Department of Corrections history. Before that, a fight broke out in June that sent nearly a dozen inmates to the hospital. Interim Director Joe Albaugh says many incidents at all prisons are gang-related.
Whether it's the Crips, the Bloods, the Indian Brotherhood, Aryan Nation, you can go on, the Irish Mob. And we don't have the flexibility in our system to segregate these gangs, so they're together in close quarters. And sometimes things happen.
DOC officials say they plan to make changes to the Cushing facility's operations because of the deadly incident more than 6 months ago. But so far, none has gone into effect, and this month's disturbance is still under investigation. Even though private prison companies say they deliver equal or superior service, Albaugh says he's seen some differences.
Sometimes private prisons are a little more lax with their population than we would like to see. When we have incidents like happened Thursday night.
Here at the ACLU, we get a great deal of complaints from prisoners.
That's Brady Henderson, the legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma.
I would say we get roughly double the number per capita from private prison inmates as public prison inmates.
Henderson says complaints range from safety concerns to lack of appropriate food and medical care. Now, here's where things get tricky. There's no definitive study on privately versus publicly run prisons. There are studies showing financial and performance benefits for both private sector and state facilities. Corrections Corporation of America, or CCA, runs the Cushing Prison and declined multiple requests for a recorded interview. But Lynn Gilroy from the libertarian group The Reason Foundation says all prisons face similar challenges.
And so you can have very bad incidents that will happen in well-managed prisons, and that can be in well-managed public prisons and in well-managed private sector prisons.
The benefit to private facilities, Gilroy argues, is what he calls a healthy tension.
If a private operator continued to have performance issues and continually failed to live up to the expectations of the contract, the state government has the ability to fire that operator and either install its own state people in there or hire another outside company.
Albaugh says there's no talk of ending CCA's contract for the Cushing facility. There are other options, he says. For instance, DOC could issue a notice to cure, which basically says,
we've noticed these deficiencies. Here's the way you cure it. Do it now. You have 30, 60, 90 days. You know, it's kind of a formalized process that the contract calls for.
DOC last sent a notice to cure to a private prison in October to inform Cimarron Correctional Facility it was over 7 months behind in reporting use of force standards and reportable incidents. According to DOC's contract with CCA, a prison is given 5 days to submit proper forms. The letter says the state was waiting on reports dating back to March 2015. The ACLU's Brady Henderson says this points to a practice of concealing records within correction systems.
Even in public facilities, there is an incredible amount of secrecy. There is an incredible lack of transparency there. It's already hard to know. It gets 10 times harder with a private facility.
The Reason Foundation's Lynn Gilroy disagrees and says private prisons are typically under more scrutiny than state-run institutions. Corrections Interim Director Joe Albaugh says for now, his agency is stuck.
As much as I don't think the state ought to be doing business with private prisons, I'm glad they're around because there are only a relief valve available to us during this crunch.
A relief valve for a prison system that's currently operating at over 120% capacity. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.